On Wednesday evening, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission hosted a special screening of the movie The Great American Wheat Harvest on campus at Oklahoma State University. We had the opportunity to visit with the director and producer of the movie, Conrad Weaver. We asked him about how this particular movie all came about.
Conrad, let's talk about this project. You've really put a couple of years of your life into this thing.
It's been a total of 4 years. About 4 years ago, the idea was birthed. And my wife came up with the idea after I was reading a blog about the harvest. And so really for the past 3 years has been really the kind of boots on the ground working on it. But really 4 years ago is when the idea came, and we've been working on it ever since.
So, you know, what caught your attention, the idea of trying to pursue this?
Well, I've had friends who have been on harvest years ago. And so I heard their stories. And I knew about the harvest that happens, you know, every year. And when I started following the blog and I read their stories and I saw what they were doing and attempting to do and the risks they were taking, I thought, this is a great story. This is a great way of living, and it's a story that most people don't know.
As you actually got into the research part of this, what you know, stuck out in your mind that you said, I've got to make sure this is in the final product?
I think one thing that really stuck out to me was the risk that these guys take. They invest millions of dollars sometimes in equipment and combines and trucks and, you know, RVs, and they have all this equipment. Even right now in April, they're gathering all their equipment, they're training their crews. They don't know what the harvest is going to be like. They have no guarantee that they're even going to make a dime off the investment they're making on their equipment. And so that risk is huge. You know, farmers sometimes, they have a little bit of crop insurance that can help cover some of their loss. These guys don't. The custom harvesters don't have that. And so they're leaving, they're going down to Texas, and like you'll see in the film, they get down there, some of them, and there was no wheat to cut. You know, so that risk is pretty real. And I think that's an important piece that Americans need to know, that what their food is being harvested and produced by people who are taking risks.
When you walked through the entire process, starting from down in Texas, working your way up across the southern plains into the northern part of the United States, you know, what things seemed to, you know, pop up again and again beyond just the risk?
The weather was the big factor. The weather is always an impact on harvest. You know, when you want to cut wheat, you want to have it hot and dry. And so some places, you know, it was hot and dry and they were cutting wheat. Other places like South Dakota, they had a rainstorm coming in almost every afternoon. So they were sitting for a month, some of these places. And so the weather impacted everyone from Texas all the way to Montana.
What sort of technology and what, you know, what I guess, you know, to maybe give us a little bit of a look at under the hood, what did you do to try to, you know, really be able to catch the expanse of the story?
My idea was to kind of what I call being a fly on the wall. I didn't want to stage anything. I didn't want to make things up. I didn't want to say, hey, why don't you go drive the combine this way because I want to get this certain angle. I wanted to be there and just capture what I captured. The real life, you know, it's real reality. You talk about reality shows. You know, reality shows on television that you see aren't real reality. They're staged and scripted. This is totally unscripted, totally unstaged. And I was just there in the moment, in their life, filming what I filmed. And if it didn't happen, I didn't film it.
You've put the pieces together. You've got a complete film now. What are you hoping? In other words, what's the reaction you're wanting from the audience? And how do you see this film being utilized?
The reaction I want is actually a reaction that a friend of mine gave me after he saw the film. He's a total urbanite, lives in Washington, D.C., never been on a farm, doesn't know anything about agriculture. He walked away. He said, Conrad, he said, I'll never buy a loaf of bread again without realizing where this bread came from and how it was made. And that's exactly what I want the American people to say when they view this film. I want them to understand, have a better understanding of where, of the process and the things that went into that loaf of bread or that bowl of pasta that they're eating. And so we are now launching what we're calling a Heart of America tour. We're taking it to various places and cities around the U.S. And it's been screened in Nebraska. It's been screened in South Dakota. and it's been very well received. And so we now have theaters calling us saying, we want to screen this film. I have a theater in Kansas that's on the 25th. They're going to launch a 9-day screening of this film. And that's what we want. It's really grassroots. Mm-hmm. We don't have a big distribution contract. It's grassroots. It's people in their neighborhood saying, hey, we have a local theater. It can play there. Let's contact this guy. Let's call a theater. Have him call Conrad, and let's get this film to our local theater. And that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. And we're pretty excited about that.
You mentioned your friend, the urbanite, the first person that knows nothing about agriculture. Is the storyline strong enough, from what you've been able to tell, that it's going to keep them watching and not wanting, you know, to get up and walk away?
Well, if you're wanting something real sexy, this isn't something really sexy. It's a storyline from the people who have seen it and watching their reaction. In fact, I had one person say, I couldn't look away from the screen. I had to keep watching. And that's what I want to hear as a filmmaker. That's the best thing that anybody can say, you know, as a filmmaker. I think it is something. I've had another kid, young guy, who knew nothing about agriculture. He watched it. He was one of the projectionists in one of the theaters, and he was like, wow. I said, I didn't know anything like that went on. That was interesting. And so that was a good reaction. That's what I want to hear.
So best of luck to you as you get this thing really up and rolling.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.